Neil, disappointing result today down here against Limavady. First half, it could have gone either way. Probably a missed penalty before half time didn't help, because it would have doubled the score in Derry's favour. But in the second half, looking from the touchline on, I'd be interested to hear, but in the second half, I just felt that we were outplayed by Limavady.
Yeah, I would agree. Certainly second half. First half, I thought, was a game then between the two 22s. But certainly in the second half, when they came out, they used their big ball runners off 9 or 10 that tended to get in behind us. And whenever they get in behind us, then we were always scrambling to sort of make inroads into the game. I thought then whenever we did get our hands on the balls, some, I don't know, unexcusable decisions resulted in us, you know, maybe giving away penalties or territory or whatever it happened to be on certain areas of the pitch. But listen, you know, you can see that they're a team that have maybe been together for 3 or 4 years and we're not, and I include us as coaches coming into them, and maybe we're asking them to do something that they're not familiar with. But you know, hopefully over the next few weeks, and again, all we can do is dust ourselves down, hit the training ground on Tuesday and go again.
Well, I think it was when you were saying there about decision making, I mean, it was exemplified in the third try, whenever we had an opportunity to clear our lines. And unfortunately, to run a ball in that situation can be suicide.
It's not so much running the ball that I have an issue with. It's the trying to offload when you've two men hanging off you and you're trying to do a wonder ball out the back door to somebody to do something from 90 metres out. That's just not what we, or I am as a coach, and not what the team are as a team. So listen, that's inexcusable. But you know, that didn't determine the game. Yes, it maybe took it away from us a wee bit to, you know, to keeping the contest closer. But that's maybe systematic of where we're at just at this moment in time of making the correct decisions.
Yeah, and the thing is too that, you know, it's not going to get any easier. And I mean, it's up to the players now to sort of look at themselves and see what do we have to do in certain situations. Because as I say, there was a couple of times that I felt that, as you said, I mean, passes were being thrown. And instead of holding on, I always maintain, if you keep the ball, and possession's 9/10 the law, you'll score with the ball in your hands, you'll not score with it, kicking it away or trying to throw a long pass that might never reach a player.
Yeah, and listen, I'll be interested to watch the video back whenever I get the opportunity to do so. And, you know, I thought in the first and second half, we had plenty of incursions into their 22. And, you know, time after time after time, we sort of kept turning the ball over by letting them get their hands on the ball. So that's maybe the more frustrating thing, that whenever we got into the 22, we didn't take our opportunities. And if I flip that onto them, whenever they get into our 22, they did take their opportunities, sometimes through the benefit of ourselves shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, there was twice in the second half. There was once whenever young McDonald made the break into the 22. But he looked right and he looked left. Unfortunately, there was nobody there at the time. And he had to try and give the ball, which, you know, that could have been a try under the post. Could have, you know, obviously, it could have not changed the game as such, but it would have made a hell of a difference for it. And that's the sort of thing, I suppose. Maybe, as you say, some of the players are not used to each other at the moment.
Yeah, you know, they're not used to thing. You know, maybe it's an easy excuse for me to say, but, you know, it's a real excuse, or a real sort of term, that the guys are still coming to know each other. But a lot of them have been together for a number of years. They're new to me, I'm new to them, they're new to Tom as well. But all we can do is just try and put the platforms in, and again, just trying to get a more consistent squad available to us. And I've mentioned this on a couple of interviews that I've done, that, you know, if we can get the same people out to training and the same people out on the game on Saturday and Saturday and Saturday. We have 6 changes this week from last week. You know, trying to build continuity around that is very, very difficult. And if we can get the same people out time after time after time, we like to think the continuity will come.
Yeah, I mean, it might result. You might get a couple of games where things don't go right, but at least the players are getting to know each other, and then they'll be in a position to know whenever they're in a situation, do I give it right, do I give it left, do I go to ground or whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Ultimately, you know, when we go into next week against Monaghan and the Junior Shield, and, you know, it's another opportunity with maybe a wee bit less pressure on us to get a league victory, to go out and express ourselves and enjoy ourselves and understand that, you know, there's worse things than, you know, than making a mistake on a rugby pitch. So, you know, just trust your defence, trust your inside man, trust what you're doing, trust what you do in training. And again, it's just getting that onto the park. And hopefully next Saturday against Monaghan, we get that opportunity before we play Ards, which will be another really difficult fixture in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, and the thing is that Monaghan will be a good challenge, because they're a big physical pack. And I mean, they play quite an abrasive rugby. I've seen them a few times playing, and I mean, that's what you need. You need to get the challenge put to you, and that's when I think you'll find out, you know, your players.
Yeah, and exactly that. And I see, you know, Monaghan had a heavy defeat today, 2 yards in Ards. So we'll be hoping that they'll come down, you know, licking their wounds a wee bit as well. So, you know, it'll be a matter of maybe both teams looking for a bit of confidence, and hopefully it's us that comes out with the confidence next week.